Hi, it's Eli. If you've ever said, "Hey, I want to start my own podcast," you're in luck. I will be offering a Podcasting 101 class at the Bozeman Public Library on March 30th from 1 to 3 in the second floor computer lab. Whether you're considering putting together a hobby show with friends or want to create another touchpoint with customers, you'll learn the basics needed to record, edit, and release a product. Plus, don't forget that business consultations take place at the library on the first and third Tuesdays of the month.
Micro.
Megos.
One of Bozeman's many tech startups, TripleTree has worked with companies from San Jose, San Francisco, Seattle, Atlanta, New York, and Baltimore, as well as in Montana, of course. A year ago, the company was named a 2018 Startup to Watch by the Montana High Tech Alliance, and it seems to have delivered on those expectations. TripleTree focuses on software engineering and product acceleration, working with startups and experienced founders to maximize their seed funding and help get them to market. Or, if that sounds too complicated,
in simpler terms, we build software by embedding our product team in high-growth startups.
By the way, that's Sam Lucas, one of TripleTree's founders.
I am from Billings, Montana originally, graduated high school, and moved to Bozeman to pursue a business degree at Montana State University.
He and his partner, Paul Burton, work together with their team to keep everything running smoothly.
I'm the managing director. I work to build relationships with talented founders, as well as local VC, and to ensure that our team always has the resources they need to be as successful as they possibly can. My business partner, Paul Burton, is our director of engineering, and he's brilliant. He ensures that we are architecting scalable software solutions and leading our team of engineers. But it's really our leadership team, Mark, Waylon, and Dustin, that make everyone look good. Those guys are our true product experts.
What brought you and Paul together to make this company?
Well, starting in college and as a marketer, I had zero experience in programming. Very little knowledge of technical applications, and I was really focused elsewhere, more in consumer goods and branding. But Paul and I came together both being very entrepreneurial, having our own ventures outside of TripleTree at the time. And Paul and I had also both founded our own entrepreneurial clubs at Montana State University. So naturally, we were hanging out in the same group of people and came together on some different client work contract that we partnered on. And through working with Paul, I have learned so much in those early stages about software engineering. And I hope that Paul would say the same thing about business acumen and sales. And we formed an immediate partnership. You know, his technical experience with what I brought to the table really formed a great partnership that didn't have much overlap. So we could really own our own roles. Since then, you know, I would say, yeah, we both have plenty of technology and software experience over the last 4 years of building, consulting, and launching many, many mobile and web applications.
The support of a partner helps Sam to share responsibility and focus on his strengths. But family support also played a big role as he got started on an entrepreneurial track early in life.
My family comes from a banking and accounting background, so not your traditional technology innovation peer network, but they really promoted the creativity and the entrepreneurship. You know, my grandfather told me very early on that entrepreneurship was the way to go, and I kind of embraced that and have never looked back.
Where do you think he got the inspiration to try to push you towards this path?
His father and his grandfather were both successful entrepreneurs that passed away early on, and that storyline always carried with him, and I was fortunate enough to be able to listen and absorb those stories.
Sam got off to an inauspicious start in middle school with his very first business.
Gosh, my first venture, which didn't make a single dollar, but I think was the the cornerstone was a few buddies and I in middle school started a little business called Doggy Deeds, where we would walk dogs, clean up dog poop, and we had a monthly subscription fee, and we'd run around the neighborhood and put our flyers up. I don't know. I think we thought we were a little better than we were, and our subscription fees were quite the premium. So we got a lot of no's.
Moving on back towards your current venture to Triple Tree, we've sat down and talked a little before, and you mentioned that the Blackstone Launchpad at MSU really helped you get Triple Tree off the ground. So can you just tell us, what is Launchpad, and how did you work with them, and how did they help you?
Yeah, the Blackstone Launchpad is entrepreneurship programming in the College of Business at MSU. They help students and alumni curate and perfect and build business plans, investment decks, and really acquire the resources that may not be immediately available. Launchpad is a phenomenal program, and I was fortunate to work there while I was a student and build a network, learn about other people's companies, and see the ecosystem for what it is, and not only Bozeman, Missoula, and the greater state of Montana.
He worked there as a marketing director, bringing in student entrepreneurs and promoting entrepreneurship as a viable career path.
And as we would find, many of the technology startups that were occurring or being created always needed UI, UX design, software engineers, and product management. And that was a gap in this community, and I would argue in the entire state, that wasn't being fulfilled. So again, naturally, Paul and I recognized this opportunity and began providing that service.
Outside of just the Launchpad, you're a big proponent of business mentorship in general. So what sort of business mentors have you had working for Triple Tree?
Too many to count. I would say we are so thankful for every mentor who has ever helped us. And we have had, as I mentioned, too many to count. You know, there's so many great mentors that we've been working with in the community, not only in Bozeman, but also Billings and Missoula, that have recognized Paul and I's goals, our team's work ethic, and the success that we found. And every step of the way, they've been not only available, but interested and have offered so much.
Yeah, and how did you find these mentors?
We've always been extremely proactive. You know, early on, I would spend about half my days networking in the community, looking for people that can help us and being very transparent in the help that we needed. Mentorship is a two-way street. So we never, you know, put the search out for mentors, but we really tried to be the best mentees possible as well. I think mentorship works so well when you yourself as a mentee put in even more work and prove and come back and retrospect and continue to deliver to that relationship. You know, with all relationships, it's a two-way street, and each individual is providing value. So we've always constantly tried to do that. And once you get into that right circle, the word of mouth spreads, and you can find individuals that are willing to help and have the expertise that also interests them, you know, to provide you.
You've mentioned you've had mentors here in Bozeman and even across the state of Montana, but what's the mentorship like here? What's it like in Bozeman? Can you really find the people you need to help you?
Yeah, mentorship here is phenomenal, and I think it's a result a little bit of a lot of senior individuals that have moved to Bozeman for the quality of life and found themselves naturally interested in starting up a new project or engaging in this technology community. So often I'll find a mentor, and what becomes a close friend that may have had a successful career in another metropolitan area, such as Atlanta or San Francisco or Seattle, that then come to Bozeman, end up working with us in whatever capacity. And those have enabled our connections to sprawl far greater than the state of Montana, which has been very imperative to the success and our growth at which we've seen.
And then what can a good mentor do to help an entrepreneur?
Gosh, I think an easier question to ask would be, what can't a mentor do to help an entrepreneur? But these mentors that I'm thinking of and that have provided so much value for us have helped from anything from pricing, from financial forecasting, to technology, you know, security and architecture, to hiring, HR and employment, to insurance and legal contracting. Really, the entire spectrum. We've always run by our mentor group, and we have, you know, different groups that we run different things by.
And if an entrepreneur is looking to find someone to mentor them in their business, what sort of qualities in a person should they be looking for?
I'd say interest is number one. A mentor that's genuinely interested in what you're doing. An expertise that is well-defined and parallel to what you are looking for as well. Someone who's been there before. It's easy to provide insights, critiques, and recommendations if you've never been somewhere before, but you know that doesn't always align with our true goals. So finding a mentor that has been in your shoes before, has solved the problems you're looking to solve, those would be key. I think the overarching, you know, quality to look for though is someone that you genuinely enjoy being with, and someone that you would call friend just as much of a mentor.
I asked Sam if he and Paul had ever gone in search of funding.
Triple Tree has never taken a dollar of venture capital. We are 100% bootstrapped from day one. Beginning this company in college, you know, you can imagine we were didn't have much financial confidence in our early stages, you know, beginning. But for our first year, we never paid ourselves a dollar. So every dollar we made was saved. And that was invaluable to us. And we've always kept that mindset of running extremely lean, really priding ourselves in how we've been bootstrapped. You know, if we really broke it down, we were probably making a dollar an hour. So we were funding ourselves by working for other people part-time. And then we were spending our nights, evenings, and into the early AM doing Triple Tree work and saving every dollar. And we had market interest. We had our first couple clients. We were starting to find a rhythm and build a brand name.
How long did it take you to break out of that? I mean, how long were you, you said you started in college, were you just sort of working out of your dorm rooms or your house at that time?
Yeah, yep. We were working in the classic college houses with lots of roommates and living in the basement. But it took us about 8 months to break out of that, where we landed our first project out of Baltimore that was a $30,000 project that the moment that was in ink, we quit our jobs and we went for it. And we had only a few months runway, but we had nothing to lose.
I asked how he and Paul decided upon a company name as things got underway.
We first took our first few clients without even having a name. It was just a couple of guys in college. And after we made a few dollars, we determined we needed to formally organize our business. So we spent about an hour at a coffee shop and came to Triple Tree, mainly for its classic trailhead. And we visited that trailhead often in the early stages, brainstorming and getting outside. But also we wanted to have something that reflected our Bozeman community.
So in a world that's really full of tech startups, what makes Triple Tree unique?
Just to set the stage a little bit, Triple Tree is a service business rather than a product. So we provide consulting based on our time invested. I believe we're very unique in the world of software engineering as a service. You know, traditionally, many development agencies are given requirements and then they deliver software to spec. Triple Tree takes more of an accelerator product ownership role, where we embed our product team from design to engineering, both front and back end, to product management to align our deliverables with venture capital goals and quarterly benchmarks, to 100-day plans, to sales cycles and releases. And we ensure that we are a part of the team every step of the way.
Bozeman has plenty of qualities that make it a great place to live, work, and run a business. But it's a very different place from major tech hubs like Seattle or San Francisco. I asked Sam if there's anything essential that can't be found here.
Yeah, I mean, it's a debate. You often hear access to engineers as hard or difficult. Access to talent may be difficult. You know, often we promote that as it's not difficult in the state. I'd argue with, you know, this new working remote trend with technology enabling everything to be done via your laptop. Flights becoming cheaper and the airport becoming more of a hub to get across the country, that we really have everything we need. You can find good talent, whether it's local, whether you bring them in. Lots of individuals are looking to move to rural areas such as Bozeman, opposed to the Seattles, the Bay Areas, even the Denvers. So I really do think, and I am confident that we have what we need to grow. Access to capital is sometimes a question. We have great VC firms from the Frontier Angels to Homestake and Next Frontier Capital, and they're all doing amazing things to boost and to help the community of entrepreneurs here grow. But also, Montana is a flyover state. So a lot of the coastal venture capital firms are now putting us on their radar, and they're looking here. How can we deploy money in those flyover states, Bozeman and Montana being one of them? So I think we're on the cutting edge. I think we're seeing the future, and I think we're in a really good place. You know, Bozeman and Missoula are pioneering the way, but we're seeing many startups and technology ecosystems grow in cities across the state and become really one greater Montana technology hub. You know, with Montana's leading industries and tourism and agriculture and more industry and even healthcare, I think technology will help enable and actually augment the growth of those industries. I think technology here in the state is important for not only retaining Montana's youth and Montana graduates, but also for attracting more talent across the country to move here and help development our economy.
And then now that you're finally out of your college housing, you have your own office. Would you say that Triple Tree has become what you originally envisioned?
Our initial goal was just to be in business, and we've checked that box. Our next goal was to be a high growth and successful business, and we're in the target zone there, and we're finding our niche. As we grow, you know, we want to create an incredible place for people to work. We want to create a great culture. We want to have great clientele, which we do, but to continue to find those great entrepreneurs that we really enjoy working with. But moving forward, you know, we're trying and we're doing a great job of growing this business, but seeking what's next. And what's next, I think, down the line is to perfect our accelerator, but even to start spinning out some of our own products and ideas that our team is coming up with. I think we'll always stay a tight-knit boutique engineering firm, although we will grow. You know, we'll create teams within that boutique that remain boutique. I never would imagine that we would really, really grow to a large firm, you know, where everyone doesn't know everyone, and our culture dissipates. We like to stay tight-knit. We like to stay small to mid-size, and we like that high-touch, high-impact motto.
Thank you very much for sitting down with me today, Sam. If someone has listened to this interview and is interested in Triple Tree, how can they learn more about the company?
If you're interested, you can check us out at tripletreellc.com. We have information on our website. You can contact us there through our contact form. Please do reach out with any inquiry, whether it's business, whether it's casual, whether you're a student looking to learn more about what we do. And, you know, obviously the social media stuff, it's out there. So ideally, we'll brush shoulders at an entrepreneurial event here in town and we'll talk shop.
I would like to thank the City of Bozeman, particularly the Public Library and Office of Economic Development, for giving me the opportunity to create this podcast. Additional thanks to Montana Campus Compact and to Gallatin Valley Community Radio for broadcasting the show. Tune your radios to KGVM 95.9 and give them a listen. Original music was provided by the benevolent Jeffrey Lackman, a friend. Feel free to leave a comment. I'd love to hear how you think we can make this better. Subscribe and you'll never miss an episode. And if you're an entrepreneur in the city of Bozeman, or you know an entrepreneur in these parts, let me know. Maybe your story can be the next we tell. I can be contacted by email at vista@bozeman.net. That's V-I-S-T-A @bozeman.net.